center for the next academic year, and hopefully we will have a lot to talk about on this front at the end of the summer and getting into the fall. And here to shed some more light on what's going on with the Stocker Arts Center at Lorain County Community College, we have Janet Herman Barlow joining us on the hotline. Janet, a pleasure as always to have you on. How are you?
Hey, Andy. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, too.
Well, before we come around to what kinds of performances I know you guys are at least considering putting on the schedule for the next academic year, I want to begin with a survey that is going around that you want to make our listeners aware of during this quarantine period. What is this survey all about, and why is it so important for people to take a look at this?
Well, the survey is of some of the smaller and more rural presenters throughout Ohio. There's 16 venues participating in this survey. We've all sent it out to our RE Blast lists and sent out some promotions about it, and we're trying to get as many people to respond as possible. And we're basically trying to find out from people how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected their thoughts about coming back to performing arts centers and events. The first set is going to close on Friday night, so you still have a couple more days to get in there. And then we're going to do a repeat sometime towards the beginning of August to see if people's perceptions or thoughts have changed, you know, since the state will have been open for a couple of months, and people will have been doing more, and we want to see what they think at that point as well.
Now, I'm sure you guys will have discussions with a lot of other folks and venues that are in the same position that you're in, and I'm anxious to find out what you guys hear from some of those discussions. But, you know, Janet, from your perspective, how has this whole pandemic affected you guys and really kind of redirected your schedule?
Well, we have not had an event or a rental in Stocker Arts Center since March the 11th. We are officially closed right now by the college through August 31st, minimally. So it's basically decimated half a year of our events. We always, in the summer, do a lot of dance recitals. Sandstone Theater was supposed to do cabaret as their summer theater presentation in Stocker in July. And, of course, they canceled that, which was appropriate. And it would have ended up having to cancel anyway when the college administration decided that with what was going on at the state level, we couldn't open the venue during the summer. For those people who don't know, mass gatherings are really still only at 10, which is really kind of strange since restaurants are open and the zoo is open and museums are opening today and all of that. But they haven't gone to phase two of mass gatherings. And even at phase two, it's only 50 people.
So certainly that increases the level of difficulty when you're trying to put a schedule together and really kind of get a lot of the action, the performances back as well. Again, we're speaking with Janet Herman Barlow with the Stocker Arts Center at Lorain County Community College. Janet, that leads me into my next question. How soon do you think you'll be able to start scheduling and getting some of these acts and performances back for the next academic year?
Well, we're exploring a variety of different ways of coming back, and I think probably in the fall we will do a relatively small season, and by that I mean we'll be limiting the number of people that can be in the venue in person to 50. We're also exploring the potential of doing hybrid events, meaning that there would be only 50 people in the venue, but that we would live stream the event so that people could watch it while it was happening at the same time. So we're exploring a lot of different options, and we're figuring that would be the way we will probably likely need to operate from September through the end of the year. And then we're hoping that by January, things will be more opened up and we'll be able to do a half a year of a more regular season.
Now, I know you mentioned that this is right now in the exploratory process, but just kind of curious as to how difficult that process just might be, or do you think it's entirely feasible when talking about the virtual experience in that you'd have X amount of number of people at the Stocker Art Center seeing the performances firsthand and then having to kind of essentially broadcast the rest of it out to everybody else who's going to enjoy it from their homes or, well, maybe on their phones, depending on how this works out. How difficult of a process is that?
We have the capability within the venue to do live streaming. So that's the first hurdle. And there are several platforms that allow you to do ticketed live streaming. So we would still be selling tickets so that people who are attending in at the venue and have paid for a ticket or people who are watching at home have also paid for a ticket. So I think that being able to do it is we're able to do that. We are already in talks with some of our Northeast Ohio artists, many of whom we had to cancel in the spring, to see if they would be interested in performing in that type of a platform. So, you know, we're moving forward with doing all of the exploration and the hopes, and then we'll see what actually happens and what the governor decides to do with opening up the state between now and then. You know, we're counting on mass gatherings being up to 50, but we don't actually know when that's going to happen.
Janet, just kind of curious as to what kinds of things that you have heard so far, and I know that's part of what this survey is all about, but what kinds of things have you heard from some of the regulars, people who show up to frequently see some of the shows that you have throughout the course of the academic year? And I guess along those same lines, what kinds of things have you heard from a lot of the performers that show up every year?
Well, a lot of the performers have been really, this has been a really devastating time. All of their gigs canceled. And many of them have no gigs on their books right now at all and don't know when they're going to come back. So it's very scary if you make your living as a performer knowing that there are currently no performances that are necessarily being booked. We have seen that in some of the other countries where COVID came first, there are starting to be some live events now. And some of those are socially distanced. Some of them are not socially distanced in the same way we're talking about with 6 feet between everybody or between everybody's groupings, family, clan, or whatever. So the hope would be we can watch places like in Portugal and some other places in Europe that have opened up and are starting to do concerts, and we can see how they go there. The good news is what we are seeing right now from the survey in Ohio is people are interested. There's been over 6,400 people that have responded to the survey, which I think is a great number. Of that number, a lot of them, a greater majority of them, say they will be willing to go back to events right away once the CDC and the state open back up venues. So that's nice because I think a lot of us were pretty scared that most people would want to stay away. And there are a number of people who say that it'll take them a few months to come back. But a lot of people are saying they'll come back right away. And so we're hopeful that as people get to do more things around the state, they'll start to feel more like they want to come and see live performances and music again, and they're going to want to be enjoying live events. And not that there's anything wrong with watching virtual performances. I think we've all had that experience over the last several months. But there's nothing like being in a theater and seeing an event live and experiencing it with other people around you. You just can't replicate that on a screen.
Well, it sounds like you've gotten a pretty nice turnout as far as participation in the survey already. But, Janet, before we let you go, for our listeners out there, we're wondering where they can go to access that survey. Is that link available on the Stocker Arts website?
It is available on our website. Because the college has the coronavirus information on the first page of every page, when you go to StockerArtsCenter.com, if you just click on the arrow on the slider, it will take you to that link for the Ohio Venue Survey. And you can take that survey, and you have till Friday night to do it. I think that would be a great way to express your concerns or any of your comments. And there's certainly a question that asks what you would want to have happen before you would feel comfortable coming back to a venue of any sort. And, you know, it's, again, not just Stocker Arts Center. It's the Akron Civic Theaters participating in this, all the way down to the venue at Ohio University, Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Lima. Oberlin College and Conservatory is also part of the survey. So there are lots of venues around. You just have to pick one venue as your main venue, and then you can answer the rest of the questions. So if you happen to go to the Akron Civic Theater the most, you would just click on that venue and then answer the questions from there.
All right. Simple enough. Well, if you head to the Stocker Arts Center website, you can find it on there as well. And we certainly hope that those who have not been able to fill that survey out get the opportunity to do so before Friday. Janet, as always, such a pleasure to catch up. And let's hope that the next time we have you on the show, we've got some events to talk about. And hopefully things will be opened up again very, very soon.
Yes, I'm right there with you. I hope so. As well, and in the meantime, I hope everybody just stays healthy.
Absolutely. Janet, thank you again for the time.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Herman-Barlow with the Stocker Arts Center at Lorain County Community College joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.